Father, we do ask you right now, Lord, to speak to us through your word. Lord, thank you for your message. Thank you for what you have for us. Lord, get me out of the way. May we hear from you. And we pray it in your name, Jesus. Amen. What did your father teach you? I want you to think about that for just a minute. You may have positive things to say. You may have wonderful wisdom and truth and things to say. What did your father teach you? You might have some negative things in your life. Maybe you have some negative things come to mind this morning when you hear that question. But there's something that we want to do here this morning. We want to learn from our Heavenly Father. You and I this morning, here's the goal. You and I need to learn from our Heavenly Father. Take the wonderful things that you remember that your earthly father instilled in you and taught you. But this morning, learn from your Heavenly Father, your Heavenly Dad, as he said to call him. He said, call me Abba, Father. And that's the translation for an intimate address for a father. It's what a small child would call a loving father. So a lot of times it's daddy or papa or pops or I don't know what it is in the home that you grew up. But this morning, learn from your heavenly dad, your heavenly father. And as you learn from your heavenly father, what you learn from him, the goal is teach that to your children. And you don't have to be a father for this. Whatever the Lord teaches you as your heavenly dad, as your Abba Father this morning, whether you're a man or a woman, whatever he teaches you, take that and you teach that to your children. That is the goal. You see, what we're going to look at here in just a moment is a proverb where the father is teaching his sons. He's teaching his sons some wonderful wisdom and advice and understanding. And what we're going to read about in Proverbs chapter 4 is this father teaching his sons. And then when we get to verses 4 through 9, you'll see this father who is teaching his sons. You'll see him in verses 4 through 9 sharing what his father taught him. And so this whole proverb is a father teaching his sons, giving advice, giving wisdom to his sons. And then in 4 through 9, those verses, he's sharing what his dad taught him. But ultimately, you see, don't miss it. This is God's word. So ultimately, what this truly is, what this is right here, is God's revelation of himself and his ways and his expectation. This is God's word. Holy Scripture is his word. And so when Scripture speaks, God speaks. That's why the Scripture says about itself that it's living. It's alive. It's not some book you put on the shelf and you read it and, oh, I've read it before I got it. Not quite. It's more like a phone than a book. You open its pages and you read with an open heart and you say, Lord, speak to me. What are you telling me? You might read the same passage 100 times and God may tell you different things from that same set of verses at different times. Whatever you need. You see, it's living. God's word is living. He speaks. And so, ultimately, please don't miss that this is God, your heavenly Father, teaching you, giving you his son or his daughter his great advice and his wisdom. So that's what it truly is above everything. And so hear God as your father, as your heavenly dad. Hear him this morning give you some words of advice and wisdom as we look at Proverbs chapter 4. So turn there if you haven't already. And if you're new at this, that's Proverbs is pretty much in the middle of the Bible. You open the Bible to the middle. And if you start seeing Isaiah, you've gone too far. Back up. Isaiah, Jeremiah, back up. If you're in Psalms, go forward. You want Proverbs chapter 4. Now, hear what your father is teaching you as I read this, as I read what he has for you and me this morning. Listen, my sons, to a father's instruction. Pay attention and gain understanding. I give you sound learning, so do not forsake my teaching. When I was a boy in my father's house, still tender and an only child of my mother, he taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom and she will protect you. Love her and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Esteem her and she will exalt you. Embrace her and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Listen, my son, accept what I say, and the years of your life will be many. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Hold on to instruction. Do not let it go. Guard it well, for it is your life. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. For they cannot sleep till they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. My son, pay attention to what I say. Listen closely to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for it is the wellspring of life. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk from your lips. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or the left. Keep your foot from evil. Now, this morning, sons, daughters of Him, if you've repented of your sins and you've believed, you've put your faith in Jesus, you've become His son. He's adopted you. You've become His son or His daughter. So hear your Heavenly Father. Hear your Abba Father this morning teaching you from Proverbs 4. The first thing that you need to take with you that our Heavenly Dad is teaching us is get and cherish wisdom. Get and cherish wisdom. We see this in those first 13 verses. Get and cherish wisdom. You see in verse 4, then you will win favor and a good name in the sight. I'm sorry, that was 3. Let me get back to 4. Look at verse 4. He taught me and said, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands and you will live. You see, that's wisdom. His words, that's wisdom. His commands, that's wisdom. And so he says in 4, lay hold of my words. Listen to all the different ways in these 13 verses that God is telling you as His son or daughter, and He's telling me, listen to all the different ways He's telling you to get wisdom and then keep it and cherish it. Listen to all these ways, okay? So some of the words He uses for wisdom ultimately is my words, verse 4. So He says, lay hold of my words with all your heart. Keep my commands. So commands, He's using that as wisdom. And He's saying, keep them. Keep them. And then in verse 5, get wisdom, He says. There's wisdom. Get understanding. There's another word used for it. Get understanding. Get wisdom. Get my words. Get my commands. And then He says, don't forget or swerve. And then in verse 6, do not forsake what? Wisdom. Love her. And then in verse 7, He says, do not be wise in your own. I'm sorry, I keep going back to 3. In 7, wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. It's supreme. What does that mean? It ranks first. It's above everything. So wisdom is supreme. It ranks first. Get it. He tells us again. He tells us all these different times. Get it. Get it. Get it. Get wisdom. Get understanding. And then esteem her. Embrace her. Listen to these words. Verse 9. Honor the Lord. All right. If I do it again. Somebody come up here. Say, it's chapter 4, Derek. I got chapter 3 on this page. I keep going the wrong page. Verse 9. I'm going to turn the page. I won't have that problem anymore. She will set a garland of grace. Who will? Wisdom. She'll set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. So listen to all that wording. And so, what is God telling us? What is He telling you? Get and cherish wisdom. What are some of the words He uses in those 13 verses? Words, commands, wisdom, understanding. And what are some things that He tells us to do with that? How does He tell us to cherish wisdom, understanding, His words, His commands? How does He tell us to cherish them? Well, here's some phrases He uses. Lay hold. Lay hold of it. Keep it. Get it. Do not forsake it. Don't swerve from it. Love it. He mentions get it. Again, get it. Though it cost all you have, though it cost everything you have, get it. Esteem it. Embrace it. You see what God's saying here? I think He's saying, get wisdom and cherish it. Well, what is it? What is this wisdom? It's God's Word. It's His will. It's what He wants for you. It's His will for you at any given moment, at any given time. That's wisdom to know what God wants, what He is saying right now to you, what He's telling you, what to do next. His wisdom, His Word. Get it and cherish it. So how do you do that? How do you get it? Okay, it's clear in these 13 verses, we are to get it and cherish it in our hearts. Get it, get His wisdom in your heart and cherish it. How? How? How do we do that? Well, thank the Lord. We just looked at this in our young adult Bible study. Thank the Lord. Proverbs 2:6 says that He gives it. For the Lord gives wisdom. Proverbs 2:6. It's something He wants you to have, so He's going to give it to you. But the question is, do you want it? Do you seek it? Do you ask for it? Do you value it more than anything else in life? Though it costs you all you have, will you go after it to get it? Where's your desire for it? That's what's important. That's what matters. For the Lord gives wisdom. He's ready to give it. He wants to give it. Matter of fact, James says, if any of you, God tells us through the book of James, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask God who gives generously without finding fault. God's telling you there, if you need wisdom, if you lack it, if you don't have it, just ask God who gives it generously. What does that mean? Well, if my daughter Anna asks me for a piece of gum, I could, let's say I have a bag of gum, all these twisted wrappers around that little pink gum, got a whole bag of it. Well, yeah, I could give her a piece of gum that she asked for. But if I'm going to give generously, I might say, you can have the whole bag, Anna. That's what God is saying. If any of you lacks wisdom, ask God who gives generously. You might just be asking for wisdom for this one little thing in your life. God wants to give you the whole bag. He wants you to have wisdom. Proverbs 2:6, the Lord gives wisdom. James, if any of you lacks it, ask God who gives generously without finding fault. And then verse 11 and 12, right here where we are. I love what God's... I've committed this to memory just since I've been studying this passage because I love 11 and 12. Look at that. How do you get wisdom? How do you get it? Look at 11 and 12. I guide you in the way of wisdom and lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. How do you get it? Well, God's already telling you, I guide you in the way of wisdom. How can you miss it? If you're following me, if you love me, if you desire me, you're following me, I guide you in the way of wisdom. And I lead you along straight paths. You may remember Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 talking about these straight paths. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge Him and He will make your paths straight. So what do? You just trust in Him and you acknowledge Him. You just say, Lord, what's next? What do I do next? What am I doing? I'm acknowledging Him. And He promises if I'm trusting Him and I acknowledge Him, Lord, I don't know what to do next. I need Your wisdom. What do I do next? I just acknowledged Him. Acknowledge Him and He will make your path straight. So He will give His wisdom. I guide you in the way of wisdom. I lead you along straight paths. So all I got to do is ask. All I got to do is desire it. He'll lead me. And He says, and that's present tense, I guide you, my son, my daughter, right now. I guide you. He didn't say, I will guide you. He said, I guide you in the way of wisdom. If you're my son and daughter, I lead you along straight paths. So that when you walk, your steps will not be hampered. And when you run, you will not stumble. So, the Lord wants to give you wisdom. He's guiding you in the way of wisdom. He's leading you on those paths. Ask for it. So, well, this is pretty awesome. If He's leading me, if He's guiding me in the way of wisdom and keeping me on these paths, well then, great. Verse 12 is saying, I can be free to walk and to run. I don't have to watch my steps, every tiny step. I can trust it. I guide you in the way of wisdom. I lead you along straight paths. You ever tried to dance watching your feet? It's kind of complicated. It's a lot easier to look right at your partner and look into their eyes and just dance with your partner. That's your walk with Jesus. He wants you looking at Him, seeking His face. He'll guide you in the way of wisdom. He'll guide your next move. He'll guide you to that next spot. He wants you focused on Him. Seek His face. So that's how we get it. And then once we get it, we need to cherish it. What does that mean? That means to do it. It means to do it. What good is it? Solomon had all the wisdom in the world, but he didn't obey it all. Toward the end of his life, he had messed up a lot of things, and this is the wisest man in the world. Well, it doesn't do you any good to have wisdom. You can get wisdom for everything and anything, and you can ask God continuously, what's your wisdom, Lord? Give me your wisdom. Give me your wisdom. But if you don't cherish it, it won't do you any good. You got to do it. Once He reveals it to you and says, yeah, okay, I want you to go over here and do this, then you got to go over here and do that immediately. That's how we cherish it. What does it mean? It means keep His commands, as we looked at earlier. To do it, to have the wisdom and do it, to cherish it, to keep those commands, to put action to it. So, this morning, hear your Father teaching you as you read Proverbs 4. Hear Him teaching you, get and cherish wisdom. And next, hear Him teaching you, stay far from evil. He's speaking that to you this morning too. Did you notice that? That's 14 through 19. Stay far from evil. We see it in verse 14 and 15. Do not set foot on the path of the wicked or walk in the way of evil, man. Avoid it. Do not travel on it. Turn from it and go on your way. God is saying, don't even set foot on that path. That path that others are going, that evil path, that wrong path. He says, don't even get near it. Don't set foot on it. Don't stand in the way of the way that evil of the world, your own flesh, the devil, that way. Don't even stand near it. Don't get near it. Don't set foot on that path or walk in the way of evil men. Avoid it, God is telling you through this passage. Avoid it. Turn from it. Go on your way. What way? The way of wisdom. Get wisdom and cherish it. Go on that path. Stay on that path. Don't even get near this path of evil. Avoid it. Turn from it. Go on your way. The Lord's way. Then you see in 16 and 17, for they cannot sleep till they do evil. This is the path of, not God's path. This is the path of the world, the flesh, the devil. This evil path that you're to stay far from and avoid. What does he say about it? How do the people act that are on this path? What happens to people when they get on this path? Well, 16 and 17 is what they end up looking like. For they cannot sleep until they do evil. They are robbed of slumber till they make someone fall. They eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. You ever hear about any violence around here? Anybody ever hear of anything? There are people that are on this wicked path. Don't get near it. Stay far from it. Avoid it. Run from it. Flee from it. Flee from the devil. And then in verse 18, here's the contrast. Now here's what that great path looks like. Again, look at verse 18. The path of the righteous, that's getting wisdom and cherishing it. The path of the righteous is like the first gleam of dawn, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. And then contrast that here, and then he compares it to the path of the wicked in 19. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness. They do not know what makes them stumble. They're stumbling, they're in pain. They don't even know what it is. So, God is telling you here, stay far from evil. Turn from it. Run from it. Flee. So, hear your heavenly dad this morning teaching you to get and cherish wisdom, to stay far from evil, and finally, hear him tell you this morning, guard your heart, mouth, eyes, and feet. Guard your heart, and he kind of goes up, doesn't he? Guard your heart, mouth, eyes, and then he drops down, and your feet. Guard them. So, get and cherish wisdom in your heart. Stay focused on that. Stay focused on Jesus. His wisdom, what He wants. He's wisdom personified. So stay focused on Him. Get His wisdom in your heart. Cherish it. Obey it. Do it. And stay far from that path of evil. And then, as you have it, guard your heart. You got His wisdom. You're cherishing. Guard your heart. You need to set up some guards there. You need protection. Guard your heart, guard your mouth, guard your eyes, and guard your feet. You see that in verses 20 through 27. In 21 and 22. Look at it. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to a man's whole body. What? His words, His wisdom. So His words, God's words, His wisdom. What is it? What does it equate to? What does it equal? God's words, His wisdom, here's what it equals, here's what it gives you, here's what it amounts to. Life and health for your whole body. That's God's wisdom. So get wisdom in your heart and then guard it. Guard that wisdom that is in your heart. You see, in verse 23, I heard Ron Hutchcraft talk about this verse, and he said it's like God clears His throat here. Above all else. That's some pretty strong words right there, isn't it? Above all else. So get that wisdom. Cherish it. You got it in your heart. Now, above all else, guard your heart. For it is the wellspring of life. That's pretty important. Guard your heart. It's the wellspring of life. You see, it's the place that you store wisdom. God's words, His understanding, His ways, His will. Wisdom is what it amounts to. You store it in your heart. Good things. Good words. Good actions. And you see, that's what comes out. What you put in your heart, that's what comes out. You see, Matthew, God tells us in Matthew 12:34, Jesus was talking about this wisdom in your heart. And He said, from the overflow of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus was saying, whatever's in your heart, you see, it's the wellspring of life. Whatever's in your heart, that's what's going to come out of your mouth. It's going to come out of your actions. What's in your heart. That's why God says, guard your heart above all else. Because what you allow in your heart, what you put in there, what you allow, what you watch and you read and you see and you participate in and you do and you think about and whatever you allow in your heart, that wellspring, Jesus is saying it's going to come out. It comes out of your mouth and it comes out of your actions. So guard it and just let wisdom in and cherish it. Guard that wisdom. Get wisdom. Cherish it. Keep it. Guard it in your heart. Don't let anything stay far from that path of evil. Don't let anything in there. And you see, that's why we then need to guard our mouth. You need to guard your heart. But then you also need to guard your mouth. From the overflow of the heart, then the mouth is going to speak. So if you're taking care of the heart, you'll probably be all right of what's coming out of the mouth. But he goes on to say, in a sense, he's saying, guard your mouth. Look at verse 24. Put away perversity from your mouth. Keep corrupt talk far from your lips. What comes out of your mouth? You see, that's just a reflection of what's in your heart. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Stay far from the path of evil. Have that wisdom in your heart. Guard it. Guard your heart. It's the wellspring. Don't let anything in. You won't have to worry about this perversity, these things in your mouth. Well, let me ask you that question. How's your speech? How's your speech? What comes out of your mouth? Is there ever any gossip? You ever talk in a negative way about somebody to somebody else? It's gossip. What's coming out of your mouth? Perversity. You ever use bad language? You ever talk about just nasty, gross things? Perversity. Corrupt talk. Lies. What comes out of your mouth? Lies, even little bitty lies that ever come out of your mouth. Guard your heart. Guard your mouth. Next, guard your eyes. You see in verse 25, he says, for they are life to those who find them. God's wisdom, His commands, their life, His words, their life to those who find them, and health to a man's whole body. Look at verse 25. Let your eyes look straight ahead. Fix your gaze directly before you. Guard your eyes. Look straight ahead. Fix your gaze. Keep it on wisdom. You see, the Lord also says in Proverbs, a discerning man keeps wisdom in view. Keep your eyes fixed on wisdom. God's words, His ways, what He's telling you. Stay fixed on that. A discerning man keeps wisdom in view, but a fool's eyes wander to the ends of the earth. The fool knows God's will. He's focused on wisdom for a little while, but then he says, oh, well, maybe this is right too. I'll look at this. I wonder if it could be this. I'll check out this option too. When all the while God's already given wisdom. We should keep our eyes, gaze before you, fixed on wisdom. Fix your gaze, he says. So guard your eyes. And then finally, guard your feet. We see that in 26 and 27. Make level paths for your feet and take only ways that are firm. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Keep your foot from evil. Make level paths for your feet. Only ways that are firm. No swerving. Keep your foot from evil. And then going back to verse 12, we see this. When you walk with those feet, I guide you in the way of wisdom. I lead you along straight paths. When you walk, your steps will not be hampered. When you run, you will not stumble. Verse 12. Keep your feet on that path. Well, maybe your need this morning is for Him to be your Father. Maybe as you heard me talk from the baptistry, maybe you heard the Lord speaking to you and telling you, listen, I died for your sins on that cross. You are a sinner. Your sins will separate you from me for all eternity. You will be in hell if you die in your sins, but I love you. And I died in your place. I gave my life for you. Maybe He hasn't been your Father yet. Maybe you haven't repented. That's a deep change of mind where you turn to Him, you turn to Jesus, and you say, I need you, Jesus. I'm a sinner. Save me. Come into my life. And you say that in your heart. You instantly become His child. He adopts you into His family. John chapter 1 says, for those who received Him, Jesus, He gave them the right to become children of God. Maybe that's what you need this morning. Maybe you need your heavenly dad. And you need to call out to Jesus to save you. I'm going to say a prayer and you can do that. Or maybe you already did. Maybe you've already done that at some point in the service. When Chris leads us in this song, if that's you, you come. You come and you share that. You proclaim that. Jesus never calls anybody to follow Him privately. It's publicly. You're one of us, one of His sons and daughters. Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe He's given you some other instruction. Maybe you've heard other instruction from your heavenly dad this morning. Maybe you heard what's here in the message, but He's given you some other instructions. Maybe you've heard His wisdom, His words for you this morning, and maybe they're very personal and very sincere. Maybe He's asking you to make another kind of decision, and you know what it is. It's just between you and Him. But He wants you to do it. Get wisdom and cherish it. Maybe it's to join this church. Maybe that's what He's telling you. You come. Whatever the Lord is telling you, you make your decision and let us know about it. Come forward. Come share it with me. I'll share it with everybody. We won't embarrass you. But Chris, if you'll come, and Chris is going to come and lead us in a closing song. And you come forward if the Lord has done something in your heart this morning. And I'm gonna pray just before Chris sings. Father, we just thank You. We thank You for Your wisdom. Lord, help us to get it and cherish it and do it. Help us to stay far from evil. And Lord, help us to guard our heart, our mouth, our eyes, and our feet. Keep us focused completely on You, Jesus. And Lord, if there is someone who needs to come to You as their Abba Father this morning, they need to give their life to You for the forgiveness of their sins. Help them to call out to You right now saying, Jesus, I need You. Save me from my sins. Thank You for what You did for me. I believe in You. And I ask You to save me. Lord, please speak to each person here and whatever decision they need to make. Make it clear to them and help them to stand and obey You. We pray it in Jesus' name.